Every step I take affects my ease. Yes, I'm becoming increasingly more e-capable. E-capability is very much linked to e-connectiveness, mixed with liberal splashings of time and effort. Initially, you acquire some motivation to want to explore and understand how digital technology has the potential to and is changing how we learn, work, socialise and play. That motivation puts you on the e-learning pathway, and you quickly realise that it's a never-ending road because digital technology is changing so rapidly. My first step started in 2009 when most of the staff at Cobham Community House participated in a Web2 Tools online course. Since then, I have taken part in other e-skills learning opportunities related to using technology in education. Most of these opportunities have had some online component, and through this activity, I have made connections with others on similar learning journeys via social media channels like Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Ning groups and email. Through these connections, I have been able to share knowledge, participate in group discussions, seek understanding and be introduced to content and ideas that may have otherwise passed me by. These connections are now a significant part of my learning network. Through my recent involvement in the Hume ACFI eMentor program, the eSkills MOOC, and through interactions with my online learning network, I am now significantly more e-capable than I was back in 2009. I now consider myself to be on a digital highway, with my destination in front of me, surrounded by fellow travellers who are travelling along with me at various speeds, and who have their own destinations. Collectively, however, we are sharing and learning together as we journey that digital highway. I'm the driver of my own learning vehicle, and as I drive towards my destination, I may take a few detours along the way in search of new learnings and knowledge. Have you got a journey? Where is your journey taking you?